has an announcement, but before that, I want everyone to get off their phones and laptops because we shouldn't be on it.
Yeah, guys, professionalism. So a couple things, so a couple updates. So most of these special projects requests, that was one of the special projects requests that we have. That was one of the special projects requests. We approved that amount to $400. Another special projects request is, Sam, are you here? Sam, are you here? No? Okay, well, anyways, I think there's like the astronomy club is having a party to celebrate the centennial of the Fuerte Observatory. And so we put $400 in special projects request for that. That's tomorrow night. I think I'll send out like an email, probably a Slack request so that message so that everyone advertise it, but I think it should be really cool. There's going to be like space themed Oreos, other really cool astronomy things for us to indulge in. So should be good use of the activity fee. Really looking forward to these things, and also great job for Myra because that's like awesome. So.
I think you already had any other announcements. I think that we'll close it. Next, we're going to patients. Vice President Lombardi is here. Are you waiting for the provost? Yeah, we can start then. I think technically it starts in 3 minutes from 10. If you'd like to start.
Oh, I was going to do most of it anyway. So.
Wait, also, I'll be for Lombardi. So, just like a to let you know. So, we video recorded the meetings. Are you okay with that?
Yes, I am.
All right, perfect. Sounds good.
That felt very official. Thank you for the heads up, though. I appreciate it. Good evening. It's really good to see you all. Downtime next week. Get some of that.
resolution and proposal is the culmination of 25 years of work and activism. In the 1992-93 school year, under the initiative of the LGB representative at large on the student assembly, Joseph Barrios passed two resolutions calling for a queer program house system one third of the president wrote to veto both proposals, and in his remarks said, or referred to queer people as a sexual minority in a society that is generally intolerant of gender non-conformist. That's a threat. These remarks are very disappointing to hear from the president of your university. On campus, queer students still face biases and threats are problems threatening their rights, safety, and pursuit of self-actualization. Biases against people who have been criminalized on campus, and we believe this house will help improve campus culture as well as promote community building within and without your student population. The aim of this house is to enhance the intellectual and cultural environment on Cornell campus regarding issues which pertain to historical and contemporary experiences LGBTQIA plus allied groups and development of engaged and responsible queer and allied scholars, activists, and community leaders. This aim will be implemented in programs including but not limited to acknowledging the diversity of LGBTQ community and addressing the issues are the unique issues faced by LGBTQ, empowering the community with a sense of pride and connection to their culture and historical heritage, instituting programs and workshops addressing issues within the community and affecting both students. So in this proposal, we request that students exhibit 112 actual work starting the fall of 2019. We recognize the need to work with the Department of Residential and New Student Programs on managing up the community. And so I will continue to meet with VP Lombardi and all our relevant administrators, and I will continue to work diligently on this successful implementation.
My first speaker's list is Vice President Pop.
I just want to say I 100% endorse this, and I think we should pass this as soon as possible.
Second. All right. All those in favor? All right. It's clearly two thirds. So now it's the business of the day.
Just so everyone knows, so this is passed the reference to the conference today. I have forwarded on to students, Michael Lombardi, Dr. Joseph Kirk, as well as programs. All this at the last time, as well as pods. This is really some personal time, but I am going to take a Skype call with her to discuss the next steps of the residential school program.
second. All those in favor? All those against? Three against it?
Four.
Abstentions? 15-0-1. So, passes. It's a, it's
like
majority. Yeah, passes.
We'll lose four.
All right. Okay, next.
Okay, so that's good. Next is the Willard Straight Hall Student Union Board. So this one might look a little bit scary, but that's okay. It's because, and you know, obviously I'm sure you've been in the last couple of weeks reading the recommendations really in depth. Like, I know this responsible school for the activity we did. Basically, we found that they were sitting on a cash pile of about $40,000. So we kind of agreed that they could just spend that down for the next couple of years and continue to do some other programming. You know, we made some recommendations regarding like maybe what they should and shouldn't spend money on. $400 in silver plates, probably not that. No more senior graduation gifts, for example, byline $50 per person, things like that. So that's why that number is lower. They're not appealing. We're on the same page. It's new leadership. So not a big deal. As far as Evan and I met with them. So okay, so that's sub. So with that, I'll motion to approve.
All those in favor? Margaret, do you want to vote first? All those against? Jesse, are you against it? Abstentions? 16-0-1. Passes.
Yeah, so no one leave because he needs a stay. And so this one's UPB, like don't leave. Everybody needs to vote yes for the group because our attendance is so bad. Okay, so CUPB applied for a funding increase for the first time in a long time. We granted the increase, obviously not the full amount, but a good chunk of it. This should cover almost all of their projected expenses. They should be able to have an extra program per year. I think that the committee agrees that they spend their money pretty well and that they get pretty cool speakers. So I think this is a really good, like a very justified use of the increase.
All those in favor? All those against? Is that an against? Abstentions. By vote of 14-0-2-2. It does not have. I'm not abstain and vote in favor of this. So it passes. 15-0-2-1, it passes.
By the way, he's on
the CPB board, so that's what he has to abstain. It's not being difficult. It's just,
yeah. Okay, so now we'll move into byline reports from this past week. So we did three organizations, two of them are new organizations. That's not a slight, I'll get into why that's true. okay, so Alternative Breaks applied for a funding increase of $2.50. We granted them a funding increase to also wanted to like qualify that and you know we put in a couple of recommendations for how they can improve. But you know we ultimately granted the funding increase. So just consider that for the next couple of weeks. I imagine some of you won't have any moral difficulties approving this funding again. But if you have questions, please let me know.
All those in favor?
We also did Outdoor Odyssey this past week. Outdoor Odyssey applied for a funding increase. We granted part of that funding increase. We think that, you know, it's really important to, you know, so that for students to develop an appreciation for the outdoors and nature, and that we recognize that a substantial number of students really benefit from this program in a very like personal way. So we want to make sure that it becomes even more accessible. Some of the specific recommendations or to develop programs that are actually like catered to the differently abled, because not like everyone can go rock climbing, for example. And so we want to make sure that the extra money that we're giving them really goes towards conditions like that.
Last
one is club insurance, and then I'll get into what we're going to do next on Monday. Okay, so club insurance, this is just like club insurance, it's like insurance for clubs. I don't know how to be more clear. It's like if a club gets sued, if a club is liable for damages, we have to pay the insurance. It's the same rate as it was last year. This should not be controversial.
All those in favor? Clear majority. Stable.
Announce the next one that we're doing next week. Okay, off the top of my head, we're doing See You Tonight, Slope Day Programming Board, and Senior Days. So if you're interested in any of those things, which is like a lot of money actually, it's like $25 from the activity fee. If you're interested in that, please show up on Monday.
So there's no second, I recognize it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's introduced.
Motion to table.
Yes, it is.
Oh, guys, wait. I also need to. I got caught. There's something else I need to say.
Agenda.
Guys.
Thank you.